Chapter 3. Do you know how to use a computer? Thursday, July 14, 1988. I woke up around 7:30 a.m. During breakfast, I asked Lydia about the most important landmarks of White Rock. I wanted to check the stores, go to the local library, and visit every place I could. There was a library just 3 blocks from her residence. Once there, the first thing I looked for was the catalog, but I soon realized there was none. So I asked the librarian how I could search some books. I had to check on the computers at the front. Unfortunately, public libraries in Mexico did not count on these kinds of resources back then. Since I did not know how to use a computer, I asked if they had the book entitled Og Madino. The librarian told me where to find it. I was surprised to see 2 well-known books, The Greatest Salesman in the World and The Christ Commission. I went to a small reading room where I checked and read some of the books they had for almost 3 hours. Actually, I was glancing through one of them. I saw another one called Homesick, which was about how nostalgic people feel when they are far from their country of origin. I think it referred to people who worked or moved to places far from their family. Perhaps I was going to experience something alike during the month I was going to stay in Canada. Or maybe not. No one can tell. I left the library after a while. Safeway. I went to Safeway, which is part of a national supermarket chain. I checked all their products. Some of them were similar to the ones we have in Mexico. I was surprised to see avocados and tomatoes with a label indicating the country where they were produced. All the products in the stores were from abroad. I think it is important to say that their products were not bruised or in bad condition like they were usually in Mexico. I walked along the beach again. I visited a small museum which held information about the city. For instance, the meaning of White Rock. I saw a huge white rock on the shore. The romantic legend says that the rock was hurled over the water by the son of the sea god, who fell in love with the Cahuachan princess when their parents opposed to their union because mortals and gods should not get married. The young lover, who was furious, hurled the rock to the sea, and taking his bride in his arms, he dived into the sea and rose out of the water on the shores of the bay where they made their new home and the Semiahmoo tribe grew. In the museum, they have information about the first settlers of this place and pictures as well. Later, I continued my tour. I went back very happy to Lydia's house because I had been in the museum and library. That day, I bought a regular-sized postal card album with a replica of the same postcard in miniature. I would give the big ones as a gift and keep the miniature ones for myself as souvenirs. Also, I bought a birthday card from my friend who accompanied me to the airport in Mexico. I was very happy because I was going to mail some postcards showing the places where I had been to my relatives. When I was about to pay for it at the store, I had some difficulty in recognizing a 10-cent coin, but the cashier just took it from my hand. I felt embarrassed. I said thanks to her and left the store. It is important to clarify that a tax must be added to all the amounts of money mentioned in this book. In most of the provinces in Canada, they charge a 14% tax, so at the store I had to mentally add the tax. Pay in a currency I was not familiar with yet, and do it quickly because there were several people waiting in line. No wonder it was difficult for me to know exactly how much I had to pay. Pam and Roy, Lydia's friends. That evening, Lydia's brother called and we talked for a while. She decorated her house with mats and candles, which gave the house a formal look. Also, she put a very heavy clock she had bought in Europe where it could be seen easily. She told me about the places she had visited in Europe and the United States. It was easier for me to understand her as days went by. I decided to write some postcards. I had a long list of recipients. As I was writing, Lydia's friends arrived. They were there to see her new house. She used to live in a place called Langley before. I was sitting down in the living room when they came inside. We introduced to each other. They were Pam and Roy Adams. We had some coffee and Lydia gave them some coconut candy I had brought from Mexico. Later, Lydia took us to the upper level of the residence to show them the view of the sea. Roy and I talked about Mexico. He had been in Mazatlan, Acapulco, and Mexico City many times. He said Mexico was beautiful, but also that many people were poor. I agreed with some of his comments, gave my opinion of my own country, and told him that the situation was basically the same. What got my attention was how different their accents were. Pam is English, and Lydia's background is Dutch. I think that is why their accents were so different. I enjoy listening to both native speakers talking because this experience improved my listening comprehension. We also spoke about the 1985 earthquake in Mexico. It was a tragedy known worldwide due to its 7.5 magnitude on the Richter scale. As a result, many people died and some others were left homeless or unemployed. It was one of the most devastating tragedies in the history of Mexico. I enjoyed the fact that we could converse about many subjects. Before leaving, Pam and Roy invited us to come over to their place. They wanted to give me some books. We said goodbye. Then Lydia and I watched TV for a while. At the beginning, it is difficult to understand every single word they say, but little by little, it is possible to understand more and better. Ruth Ann. Lydia told me that one of her nieces, Ruth Ann, would come over soon. She was going to give a summer course to a group of Japanese students in Seattle, United States, which is 2 hours away from Vancouver. As soon as Ruth Ann arrived, Lydia went out to welcome her. She was a blonde, medium-height woman. We had some coffee together and discussed about our plans for next day. I went to my room around 11 p.m. and read before falling asleep.